This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump attempted to reassure nervous Americans Tuesday as cases of the coronavirus rose into the hundreds across the nation. But the administration is at odds with congressional Democrats who say Trump's plans to lessen the economic fallout of the crisis won't help the hardest hit American workers. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more.
An appeal to the American people.
We're prepared and we're doing a great job with it. And it will go away. Just stay calm.
But the impact on the U.S. economy may not go away. And with the announcement, an area outside New York City became the first U.S. containment zone, growing concern about the administration response.
We are very worried about the president's incompetence and lack of focus on fighting the spread of coronavirus.
The White House coronavirus team said the administration was making progress in lagging testing.
Every state lab in America can do coronavirus tests. By the end of this week, another 4 million tests will be distributed.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Airlines are experiencing a sharp drop in bookings in the face of the spreading coronavirus. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the outbreak might do more damage to airlines than the 9/11 attacks. Delta Airlines says that travel demand has fallen so badly in the past week that it expects one-third of seats to be empty this month on flights within the country. American Airlines announced it will cut international flying by 10% this summer and reduce U.S. flying by 7.5% in April. It has also delayed training of new pilots and flight attendants. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Currently, the death toll for the coronavirus is above 4,000. This is VOA News.